Today's Amud is Chagiga Chaf Amin Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Amin Aleph, 12 lines from the top, by the words Amr Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. So says the Gemara, we'll start the Gemara with three memras in the Halachis of Tahara, we'll ask on the different memras, and we'll say a Teretz. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. Memra number one. Says Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, the Nafu me'afarta heimenu. Let's say you have a person, he's a type of person who is very careful about Tahara's. However, his handkerchief fell from him. His handkerchief fell from on top of him. And Amar l'chaveira, he says to his friend, Tinali, why don't you give it to me? V'nasnaloi, and his friend gives it to him. The halacha is tameo, the handkerchief becomes tamei, and we'll see in the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud why, but that's the halacha. A person, he drops his handkerchief, he says to his friend to pick it up, please. The friend picks it up, the man seems to be watching him the whole time, still the halacha is that the handkerchief becomes tamei. Member number two, again from Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, this time from Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, before it was Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, now Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, I'm Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, that nischalfu loy kelim shal Shabbos bekelim shal chol, a person, he goes into his closet, he has intentions to put on his weekday suit, and by mistake, he puts on his Shabbos suit. So now, v'lav shon, and he puts it on, the halacha is as nitmu, the Shabbos suit becomes tameh, since he thought he was wearing a weekday suit, and really it was a Shabbos suit. We'll see in the Gemara assumes that the reason for this halacha is because of a cloud. At any time you have something, and you think it's something else, so that's called being Mesiach Das, since this person thinks it's his weekday suit, and he by mistake puts on his Shabbos suit, the halacha is that it's Tameh, because he thought it was something else, so it comes down, he wasn't watching his Shabbos suit, because he thought it was his weekday suit. So the Shabbos suit wasn't being watched, and that's the halacha, that the soup becomes tameh. Member number three, Amar Blazer Bar Tzadik, a similar halacha to member number two, says Amar Blazer Bar Tzadik that Ma'isa b'shtei nashim chaveres. There was a story with two women that were chaveres. Chaveres doesn't mean that they were friends. Chaver a chaver and chaveres within the context of tumah v'tahara is an expression that's used to say that they were the type of people that are makbid about tahiris. So they were nashim chaveres means that they were women who were makbid about tahiris. So there was a story with two women who were chaveres. They went into the shower house, and their clothing, they got mixed up. Lady A put on by mistake Lady B's clothing, and Lady B put on Lady A's clothing. The Shaila came to Rabbi Akiva with regards to Tama Vitara, Vitimon, and he said that both of their clothings are Tame, even though they were both Chaveris. So both of them were watching the other one's clothing very carefully. But again, seemingly, the Gemara assumes right now in the Havamina, as we'll see in the Gemara, that the reason for this is because that's the cloud. Anytime you're not watching something because you think it's something else, so that's called as a chadas, and the thing automatically becomes tameh, since Lady A thinks she's wearing her own clothing, so she's not watching Lady B's clothing, even though she is, but that doesn't count. That's called being masiach das, and therefore the clothing becomes tameh, and the same thing with Lady B. So those were the three memras, Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, and Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. The last two seem to be the same reason, also both because it doesn't work to guard something if you think it's something else. Now, mask for Rav Yishaya. Ask Rav Yishaya a kasha on these last two memras, on the second two memras. Is there really such a klal that anytime you're watching something and you think it's something else, so that's called hesach hadas? Elameata, according to the klal that seems to come out from these last two memras, so then what should emerge is that hayshid yaday, elameata, hayshid yaday lesal. If let's say a person, he has his basket in his hands, and he puts his hand, or he has his basket over his head, and he puts his hand, he reaches into the basket, lito paschiten, he's coming to take the wheat bread from the basket, va'olsa biyadai pasairim, and by mistake, he ends up taking the barley bread. He meant to take the wheat bread, and by mistake, he takes the barley bread. So, hachanami denitmas, are you gonna tell me that the pasairim now becomes tame because he thought it was paschiten? Being that he thought it was paschiten, and really it was pasairim, so that's called hesach hadas, and now the pasairim becomes tame? Are you really gonna say that? V'chi teimah chanamin. If you say, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to say. That's the klal. You thought it was pas chitin. It ended up being pas iron. So therefore, the bread is going to be tameh. But it's not true. V'hatani, we learned in a braisa, not like that. We learned in a braisa that even if you get mixed up what you're watching, the lacha is that it doesn't become tameh. We learned in a braisa, ha-mishamir ha-zachavis b'chezka shel yayin. If a person was guarding a barrel thinking that there was wine inside the barrel, the nimtzei shel shemen, and really it came out that really was oil inside of the barrel. So the halacha is tahira milatamim. It's tar from being metame, other things. We don't view it that it's tame. We don't consider it as a chadas. If there was such a klal, that anytime you're guarding something, becheskas, it's one thing and really it's something else. So that's called as a chadas. So then the barrel of oil should be tame. It should be tame. And the Brayis of the Maisa says that it's not. It says it's tahira milatama. It's not able to make other things tame. So you see from here, not like the second two memras, not like Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, and not like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, you see that even if you're guarding something, becheskas, it's one thing and ends up being something else, that's not called Hesachadas. Now, before we get to the Torah, it says the Gemara that the Braisa, the way you're understanding the Braisa, doesn't seem to make any sense. Because according to you, that you want to say that even if you're guarding something, the Cheskas, it's one thing, and it ends up being something else, that is called a Shmira, it's not a Sechadas, it's called Shmira, according to you, a Seifa. How are you going to understand the Seifa of the Braisa? The Braisa says that even though it's true, this barrel of oil, which you thought it was wine, even though it's true, it's Tahira Milatamo, the Braisa says, that it's possible, it's asur to eat it. Meaning it itself is tameh, it just doesn't have the ability to make other things tameh. Amai, why not? If you're telling me that it's a good shmira, even though you thought it was wine, it really ended up being oil, if you're telling me that that's called a good shmira, so then why is the oil tameh? So Rav Yirmiya explains that Bo'imer Shemartia Midavar Hametama, and really just to reiterate the question, is that really it's a steep in the Braisa. Because Mimanifshach, is this considered a good Shmira or not? If it's a good Shmira, so then the oil should be tar legamre. And if it's not a good Shmira, it's not enough that it's possible, it should even be able to be metama other things, because that's the halacha. If that's considered hasachadas, so we have to be concerned for all possibilities. We have to be concerned that it's tame to the extent that it could even be metama other things. Befrat, it's a liquid. Liquids become a rishon, so it should even be metama other things. So it's really, it's like a steer mine ubey in the Braisa. So I'm Rav Yirmiya says to explain the Braisa that no, the Braisa is discussing a case. He was only guarding it somewhat. He didn't care so much for whatever reason if the liquid itself became tame. He just didn't want the liquid to become tame in a way that it would be metama other things. So he was watching it, what he thought was wine. He was watching the wine that it shouldn't touch something that's going to make it tamei to the extent that it could be metama other things. He was watching it from a davar metama, v'loy midavar apaisla, but not from something that would just passel it. So that's why the halach of the braisa is that it's tahira milatama and asura milacho, because he was never guarding it from something that could passel it. He was only guarding it from something that could be metame, that could make it tamei to the extent that it could make other things tamei. Al-Kopanim, what do you see from the braisa? Like Rav Yirmi explains the braisa, so it comes out that the Braisa is saying that the shmira that he made on the wine is chai v'kayom. It works. It's 100% valid. Even though really it was oil, his shmira is valid. And the Maisa, his shmira only was from a davar metama. And it wasn't from davar apaisla. So that's why the oil taka is pasul and it's just not metama, because that was his level of shmira. But the Maisa, his level of shmira is chai v'kayom. We say that shmira worked. Even though he thought it was wine and really it's oil, we don't say it's tame. We say that his half shmira worked. Now the Gemara just has a side kasha on this idea of a half shmira. Ask the Gemara, umi ika netirusa lepalga, is there such a thing as half a shmira? He's guarding it from a davra metama, v'loimi davra paisla. The Gemara is going to prove that in that yes, v'atanya, like we learned in the Braisa. But again, the kasha that we have is that l'mais, it's muchach in the Braisa, that even if you're guarding something, b'cheskas, it's one thing and it ends up being something else, this shmira is a good shmira, not like Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram said, and not like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. Now we just have a side kasha that we had to explain the brisas talking about the case that there was an etirusa lepalga, there was half a shmira, he was guarding it from a davar mitama v'leim davar paisla. Asked the gemara, is there such a thing? Says the gemara, in yes, there is such a thing as a etirusa lepalga, but tanya, like we learned in the brisa, that hayshid yaday besal, if a person sticks his hands into a basket, v'sal al ksefa, the basket was on his shoulders, v'hamagrefa b'seichasal, and there was also a shovel inside of the basket, v'haya b'libay alasal, v'loy haya b'libay alamagrefa, and l'maisa, he was mesiach das from the shovel, he was only thinking about the sal, he forgot all about the shovel. So the halacha is that hasal tahor, v'hamagrefa tamea, that the sal it stays tar, but the shovel that he was mesiach das from, that it wasn't beliba on the magrefa, so that magrefa is tameh. Now I asked the Gemara, the Braisa doesn't seem to make any sense, and this is going to be our proof that there's such a thing as an etirusa lepalga. The Braisa doesn't seem to make any sense. Hasal tar, why would the basket remain tar? If you have a tame shovel inside of the basket, imagine you have a basket of fruits, a basket of dates, and you have this shovel that's used over there also, it's inside the basket. How could the basket be tar and the shovel is tame? Tetame hamagrefa lesal. Let the shovel go and be metame the basket. So says the Gemara, that's not a kasha, because ain't kli matam a kli. A kli doesn't have the ability, that's a halacha, no chastum of a taro, that a kli does not have the ability to be matama another kli. A kli can be matama food, but a kli cannot be matama another kli. Okay, fine. So the basket's tar. But ask the Gemara a different kasha. Vilitama masha besal. The Braisa is mashma that the basket and all of its content is all tar. It's only the shovel that's tame. Why is that true? Let the shovel go and be matame the food. Let it be matame the dates. So Amar Ravina, Ravina explained that what you have to say, that the Braisa is talking about a case, bo'imer shemartiv midavar shemetamoy, v'leim midavar apaislai. He wasn't just stam mesiach das from the shovel legamri. He was guarding it, but just he was only guarding it from something that's metamed. He wasn't guarding it from something that could passle it. So that's why the shovel becomes tameh, even though the basket's going to remain tar, but the shovel will become tameh, it will become passle, because he was mesiach das. He wasn't guarding it from a davar apaisle. So you see from this braisa, this idea of an etirusa lepalga. Says the Gemara, mikol makom kasha, lamaisa, we have our kasha from the case of the chavish shal yayin, or chavish shal shemen really. He thought it was the chavish shal yayin, he thought he was guarding wine, he had this netirusa lepalga, and says the braisa that netirusa lepalga works on the oil. The oil is tahar milatama. It's possible because he wasn't guarding it from a davar apaisla. His netirusa lepalga worked on the oil, but he didn't think it was oil. He thought it was wine. His whole shmira should be out the window. The oil should become tame legamre because he was mesiach das. He didn't realize it was oil. Elamai, you see from the braisa, not like that. You see from the braisa that even though he thought it was wine, his netirusa lepalga could work on the oil. So that's the kasha. And Rabbi Nissim ben Amram, how could Rabbi Nissim ben Amram say that just because you thought it was your weekday suit and end up being your Shabbos suit, that it's tameh? So what? And how could Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik say by the two women who mixed up their clothing that their clothing's tameh? Why? Each one of them were Nashim Chaveris. They were both Nashim Chaveris. They were watching each other's clothing. Who cares that they didn't realize it was the other one's clothing? L'maisa, they were watching it, so the halacha should be that the clothing is tar. Va'oid Ma'isav Rabbi Baravua. And Rabbi Baravua asked another kasha. And as we're going to see, that this kasha is a kasha on all three memras. In fact, we're really going to say it's a kasha befrat on the first memra. But it's a kasha on all three memras, even the memra of Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, who spoke about the case of the handkerchief, where Reuven dropped his handkerchief and he tells Shimon, pick it up for me. So the halacha is that the handkerchief becomes tameh. Ask Rabbi Baravua, there was a Ma'isav Bishachas. There was a story with a certain lady, She came to Rabbi Yishmael with a shayla. She said to him like this. She said, Rabbi, beged ze araktiv b'tahara. Look at this shirt. This beged. I wove it myself, and I made sure. I know for a fact I was tar the whole time I was weaving it. I was tar throughout the entire process. There's no way I was metame the beged while I made it, because I was tar the whole time. Now, v'layhai b'libi l'shamra b'tahara. I wasn't mamish guarding it. I didn't have it in my heart to guard it, but I know that I was tar. So what's the halach with the beged? Does it require tefillah or not? U'mitoich v'dikais shaya Rabbi Yishmael baitka, and l'maisa Rabbi Yishmael was checking her out. He asked her all different shaylas, and amr lai, and it came out throughout the interrogation that she says to him, she broke the news that Rebbe Nida Mashcha Imi Bechevel. There was a point in time that there was a friend of mine who was a Nida, and she pulled the strings together with me. So that makes the Beg Atame. And I'm Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael commented on this story that Kama Gedailim Devre Chachamim. You see how right Chazal are. Shahayu Aimrim, Chazal say that Belibay L'Shaim Reitar, Aim Belibay L'Shaim Reitame. That it's not enough to just, after the fact, say, oh, I know I was tar the whole time. You have to have it in your heart to guard it. If you have it Belibay L'Shamrei, so then the Begad is tar. But if it's not Belibay L'Shamrei, then the Begad is Tame. And look how right Chazal was. It wasn't in the lave of this lady to be Shamrei. And Taka, it was Tame. She didn't remember. She said she was tar, and you see she was wrong. And Shuv Maisa Bishach has another story with a lady, Shabbasal Fnei Rabbi Shmuel. Also, she came to Rabbi Shmuel. Amr Loi, she says to him, Rabbi, Ma Pazua Raktia Betahara. This cloth, I made it, I know for a fact I was tar. V'loi Haya Belibi L'Shamra. By the Maisa, I wasn't, I can't say I was guarding myself, I can't say I was doing Shmira, but I know that I was tar. Umritaych Bedika, Shay Rabbi Shmuel Baitka, and Mitaych the investigation, interrogation that Rabbi Shmuel did on her. Amr Loi came out, she says to him that Rabbi, there was a time that Nima Nipsikali, there was a string that had snapped, and I tied it together to the Vega with my mouth, even though I was an Ida. Rashi explains, even though I was an Ida, I tied the string. So it came out that really the Begad was Tame. And Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Kama Gedoylan Devre Chachamim. Again, you see how right Chazal are. Shahayu Aimrim Chazal say, Belibay L'Shoim Retar, Ein Belibay L'Shoim Retame. It only is good enough if you have in your mind mamish to be Shoimeret. But what's the kasha? Because what do you see from this Braisa? What do you see from Rabbi Yishmael? That the whole, the klal that comes out is it Belibay L'Shoimrei or is it not Belibay L'Shoimrei? If a person has it Belibay L'Shoimrei, the halacha is that the thing is tar. If the person doesn't have a Belibay L'Shoimrei, then the halacha is that the thing is tameh. In all three of these cases that we mentioned before, all three members, Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, and Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, L'Chaira, the person had it Belibay L'Shoimrei. And the first member, Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, his handkerchief fell, he tells his friend, pick it up for me. He's guarding it the whole time, L'chaira. So why is the handkerchief tameh? It's Belibay L'Shamrei. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, he's by mistake wearing his Shabbos suit. He thought it was his weekday suit. He's a person who's careful about Tyrus. He was watching his weekday suit. It happens to be, it was really a Shabbos suit. But who cares? It was Belibay L'Shamrei. If that's the klal, so in this case, it was Belibay L'Shamrei. So why does the Shabbos suit become tameh? And the third member, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, the two ladies, they got their clothing mixed up. Each one of them was a chaver. Either was Nashim Chaveris. So each one was guarding the clothing. It was Beliba L'Shaimra. So why does the clothing become Tameh? That's the cash on all three members, is that you see that as long as Beliba L'Shaimra, so then the object in question is Tar. So why in any of these members, why does the object become Tameh? So now says the Gemara like this, with regards to this second question, that Bishlama L'Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, the third memra, I could answer you. I can answer you that it wasn't Beliba L'Shamra. Because Kol Achas V'Achas Aymeres, each lady, as when she realizes that she's wearing the wrong dress, so she says to herself, that Chaverti Eishas Ama Aretz, that my friend, for all I know, she's an Eishas Ama Aretz. She's not necessarily a person that's a Chaver. And therefore, as soon as she realizes she's not wearing her clothing, Umas Chadaita Mina, she's Messiah Das, and she does not have Beliba L'Shamra. So that's why the dresses, both the clothings, become Tame, because each lady is not watching it. She's Messiah Das. She thinks that maybe my friend cares about Tyrus. For all I know, my friend's in Amaretz. She's Messiah Das, and that's why the clothing becomes Tame. And even in the middle memra, the second memra, I could explain to you that really there is a lack of Shmira. What's the lack of Shmira? Because Kevan de Kalim the Shabbos Avilhu Shimer Tvei, the Metzias is that people watch their Shabbos clothing better. They have more of a Shmira, perhaps Alts Kedusha Shabbos. They want to have that your Shabbos clothing, your more makbid, that your Shabbos clothing should be tar, than your weekday clothing. Again, perhaps Alts Kedusha Shabbos, that's the reason. Whatever the reason is, that's the Metzias. People have more of a Shmira on Shabbos clothing, and therefore, Masach Daiti Minayu. This is considered as a chadas, since he's only guarding it b'chaskas, it's weekday clothing, and really it's Shabbos clothing, which needs more of a shmirah, so therefore the suit is considered tameh, because he's not having that level of shmirah, he's being mesiach das, so he's not b'libur l'shaimer. So both of those two members I can understand. El Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, but in the memory of Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, I don't get it. Navid hu shmirah, shimer bidei dechavrei. What was the case? Reuven, his handkerchief fell off of him, and he sees Shimon over there. He tells Shimon, can you please pick that up for me? Shimon picks it up, he gives it to Reuven. Reuven could be watching it the whole time. The Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar wasn't mechalik. He said the halacha in this case is that the handkerchief becomes tameh. Ask the Gemara from this second braisa, why? It was b'libur l'shaimrei, or at least it could be b'libur l'shaimrei. Why can't he watch it while it's in his friend's hand? Why does the handkerchief become tameh? So says the Gemara, Klal Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it's because chazaka ain adam mishamer masha biyad chaveri. It's not true. There's a chazaka that a person is mesiach das when his object is in someone else's hands. Perhaps the pshat is because it's so easy for something when it's in someone else's hands to become tameh. All it takes is one little misstep and the thing becomes tameh. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, there's a chazaka that when your object is in someone else's hands, you might be watching him the whole time, but there's a certain level of hesach hadas, there's a certain lack of shmirah, the fact that you're allowing someone else, or even if you don't allow it, the fact that the object, the etzem, is in someone else's hands. And therefore, says Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, when your handkerchief falls and your friend picks it up, the handkerchief becomes tameh. We ask, what do you mean, guard it while it's in your friend's hand? It's not possible. There's a chazaka that a person has some level, at least, of hesach hadas when his object is in someone else's hands.